Hello?
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. Somebody requested a call back from this number. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Stephen Brazil. I'm having trouble getting into my account because that Monday before Thanksgiving, I opened my claim up.
Mm-hmm.
Then that Sunday, I went to file my claim.
Mm-hmm.
And it asked for you email address.
Mm-hmm.
I put that in, and it asked for the password. And I put the password in.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't accept the password. It won't let me into it. I ain't been able to get into it.
Okay. You probably have to reopen your account, sir. Let me have your Social Security number, please.
427-576996.
What's your first and your last name?
Stephen with a PH.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, sir?
Oh. June 3rd, 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my driving license out.
Okay.
Driving license number is 801.
Mm-hmm.
898.
Mm-hmm.
559.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let me see if your claim is open or closed. Yeah, you claim closed, sir, because you didn't do the weekly certifications, probably. You want me to reopen it for you?
Yes, because I got laid off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to explain to you at the end how that works, okay? But you have to do a weekly certification. If you don't do a weekly certification, you need to call us immediately, because if not, your claim closes.
Okay. I know, okay. I tried to call all last week and get through.
Okay. So let's see if I can help you reopen this, sir. You said your first name was Steven, your last name Brazil. What's your middle initial?
B.
Okay. Have you ever used a different name or social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said your date of birth was?
June 3rd.
Okay.
1973.
Okay. And your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen, sir?
Yes, I'm a U.S. citizen.
And so you don't have any difficulty with English?
Male.
You don't have any difficulty with English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled, sir?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay. And your driver's license number? Or no, driver's license again. Is that a Mississippi license or Alabama, sir?
Yes, Mississippi.
It is Mississippi. Okay, may I have that number again, please?
Yeah, let me get it back out.
Okay, sorry about that.
I wasn't thinking. If I was thinking about it.
No problem.
I
understand, sir. This is kind of a complex system.
Yeah. Okay, 801.
Mm-hmm.
898.
Mm-hmm.
559.
Okay. Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, sir, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a check in your savings or use a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Check the account.
Okay. I would need the routing and account number.
Okay, let me find it.
Okay.
Check.
Okay.
My wife keeps a checkbook with her, and I'm trying to find it. So we keep checks out at the house.
I understand, sir.
Get these limbs.
Okay, sorry.
Any other time I have that. I know the ticket count number, I don't know the route number.
Okay, so then what we can do, sir, is I can issue you a benefit card, and then when you have that information, if you want to change it, you can go on the computer and change it, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me read the disclosure to make sure you understand the terms. So the LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank, sir. Comerica Bank charges no regular monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees, but it does have a $1.30 if it's used at a network. It does have a 35-cent charge for automated calls, a dollar charge if it's inactive for more than a year, a $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 2% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally. It does not have an override or credit feature, but it is eligible for FDIC insurance. If you have any questions, you may call 1-800-499-2035, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. I need your mailing address, sir.
Yes. Need it.
May I have your mailing address?
3200 Hardin, H-A-R-D-I-N, Chapel Road, Fulton, Mississippi, 38843.
Okay, so did you work in Mississippi or did you work in Alabama, sir?
Alabama.
Okay. And your phone number?
662. 784-0654.
Okay, thank you. So I have your address, sir, as being 3200 Hardin Chapel Road, Fulton, Mississippi, 38843, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay?
Okay.
What kind of Mississippi driver's license has been on your 2002 Chevy? Is it educational, environmental, military, or taxi? Do you have any kind of special license plate?
No.
You don't? Okay. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 55 Robinson Street. Okay, 1955 Robinson Street, 218 Delaney Road, 258 Twin Lakes Drive, 275 Knob Rain. Go ahead.
218 Delaney Road.
Okay. According to your driver's license, sir, approximately how tall are you? 5'3", 5'7", 6 foot, 6'3". Or none of the above?
6 foot.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 2006 Jeep Commander, 2008 Mercedes, 2009 Volvo, 2015 Ford, or none of the above?
2015 Ford.
Okay. Which of the following cities have you been associated with? Murray, Staffordsville, Hopkinsville, Somerset, or none of the above?
Hopkinsville.
Okay. Did you receive a TRA retraining certification, sir?
What is that?
Okay, then you didn't receive it. Okay, have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
I worked the week after Thanksgiving. and got laid off December 1st.
Okay. So you did work since the last time you filed for unemployment? Sir, so you did work since the last time you filed for unemployment. Okay. Okay. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for, have you worked, you said you did work outside of the state of Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And when was your last day of work, sir?
December 1st.
Okay, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No.
Do you work on commission or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you available to work full-time in all the different shifts of your occupation?
Yes.
Okay. But you're not receiving any pension or workman's compensation at the moment?
No.
Do you belong to a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a date when you would be returning back to work, sir?
No.
Okay. When was your last day of work?
December 1st, 2022.
Okay. And what was your last job description?
Oh, labor.
General labor. Is that with construction or is that doing what?
Oh.
Warehouse or?
We build. I worked at Tiffin's building motor homes.
Okay, so you were in a production line.
I guess you can say that.
Okay. Okay. And you said that was Tiffin's motorhome?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. You're probably getting a bunch of phone calls from them too.
Yeah. We as a matter of fact, we have. Okay, that's so sad.
They laid 25% of the workforce off.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy what's happening in this country, sir. So what is the phone number in the city and state?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Red Bay, Alabama.
Okay, it's in Red Bay? Okay.
Yes.
Red Bay, Alabama. Okay.
Need a zip code?
Mm-hmm.
35582.
Okay, thank you.
Phone number is 256-356-8661.
8661, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. And you said your last day of work was December 1st, 2022. When was your first day of work with them, sir? Do you remember your first day of work?
I think it was January 19th, 2018.
Okay. And are you currently receiving any vacations, sick holiday pay or pension, sir?
No.
Okay. And let me see here. The reason you're not working right now, is that due to lack of work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So are you, let's see here. Do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And your PIN number is 9673.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to give you instructions, sir. It's very important that you follow this. If not, your claim will automatically close. Okay.
Okay.
So the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Okay. Just opened up your claim. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your claim. However, you must begin to do weekly requirements every week, starting this week. You must be able to go to work. You need to be available for work and looking for work. Okay. You could either visit the Alabama Career Center near you. Okay. And register online for work. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims also require that you do a weekly certification. You could do your weekly certification, sir, either online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov, or you may also call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification must be done anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Failure to follow instructions can result in loss of benefits. Okay. Your information booklet, sir, will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. You need to do your weekly certifications or anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock and not on Saturday.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you may give us a call at 1-800-361-4524. That's 800-361-4524. Mr. Brazil, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is Sunday. Do you have any questions?
Okay. On that card, how long will it take to get here?
Oh, and if you are approved, sir, we just submitted the application. This doesn't mean you're approved. If you are approved, it can take anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks to process, sir, sometimes longer depending on your individual situation. If you want more information on that, you could call 1-800-361-4524. However, the best way to keep updated with your claim is to log into www.labor.alabama.gov and go to claims and log in with your credentials. And that'll give you the most updated information on your claim.
Okay. And I know you told me when I got my information on my bank account, I can get on a computer.
Yes, sir.
Do I go to claims on it to
exactly. Claims financial information. Yes, sir. And change that.
Okay.
Okay. Or you could give us a call back and we could help you with that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Because I'd rather have it going through my checking account.
I understand, sir.
Because that's how I do. Everywhere I've worked at, it's went straight to my checking account, you know.
I understand, sir. Okay. Okay. You have a nice day now. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. God bless. Okay. Bye-bye.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
You as well, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.